It's a donut, and it's got an extra piece in there. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But don't open your bag yet, okay? No sneaking a bite. Just, I saw those big boys and girls eating their donuts already. Okay. Who has an extra Bible book? I need two more Bible books. Where did they end up? You got them? They need them. Anybody have them? Okay. We'll figure it out. Okay, so everybody's getting a donut, and you're getting something else in your bag. Don't open it yet. Got it? Everybody holding it? You're not opening it yet. Okay, go ahead. Ushers are doing on the job here. Okay. So, why in the world am I giving you a donut, and why are we talking about donuts whenever we're talking about the story of Zacchaeus? Does anybody have any great ideas? Why would we talk about donuts and Zacchaeus? What? Because it's Donut Sunday. That's a good reason. Okay. All right. Does everybody have a donut? Okay. Pastor Chris, do you have a donut?
Yes.
You do? You ready? You got your donut? You got it ready? Okay. All right. Well, so let's go ahead and, before I tell you why we did the donuts, let's go ahead and open our Bibles to Luke. This might be important for a Bible book question, okay? Because again, we're going to do big kids against the little kids, tall boys and girls against the short boys and girls. We're going to go to Luke chapter 19. That's where the story of Zacchaeus is. Can you guys hold it still? Don't, make a mess. What? Luke chapter 19, verse 1. If you look at the top, it'll tell you Jesus and Zacchaeus. Okay. If you guys want a Bible book, you have to be quiet too. Okay, so we're going to try to give boys and girls, the short boys and girls, a Bible book, and they're going to go against the tall boys and girls for our Bible Buzz Box today. Does that make sense? So who's going to listen the best, the tall boys and girls or the short boys and girls?
Short.
Okay. Can you guys spread this over there? Okay, so let's go ahead and put our hands in our lap. We're going to listen to what the Bible says about Jesus and Zacchaeus. And really, our friends up there pretty much covered the story, but I want you to listen carefully. Okay, guys, have a seat. Thank you for helping out. Here we go. Luke chapter 19, verse 1. Jesus entered Jericho and made his way through the town. There was a man named Zacchaeus. He was the chief tax collector in the region, and he had become very rich. Why was he very rich? Because tax collectors did some bad things. They collected more than enough taxes, and then they put some in their pocket. They actually, boys and girls, instead of saying you owe $50 in taxes, they would say you owe $200 in taxes, and then they would take the extra money, put it in their pocket. Okay, so they were not very nice. And then they got very rich, and then people hated them. So do you think they had a lot of friends? They did not. Okay, just a second, I'll tell you why you have your donut, and then you can eat it, okay, if you want. Okay, just a minute. Okay. So, let's keep reading for a second. Verse 3, he tried to get a look at Jesus, but he was too short to see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed in a sycamore fig tree beside the road, for Jesus was going to pass that way. How many of you guys like to go to the parade? Yesterday you were in the parade, but if you like to go to the parade, you want to get a good seat so you can get lots of candy, right? So Zacchaeus wanted to get a good spot so he could see Jesus. He wanted to see Jesus, even though he had done bad things. So when Jesus came by, he looked up at Zacchaeus, called him by name. Zacchaeus, he said, quick, come down. I must be a guest in your home today. Zacchaeus quickly climbed down, took Jesus to his house in great excitement and joy, but the people were displeased. He has gone to be the guest of a sinner, a notorious sinner, they grumbled. Meanwhile, Zacchaeus stood before the Lord and said, I will give half of my wealth to the poor. And Lord, if I have cheated any people on their taxes, I will give them back four times as much. He's going to give them back their money because Jesus came into his heart. Jesus came into his house and made him a different person. He changed his life. And so let's think for a second. Zacchaeus, he had this hole in his heart. He tried to fill that emptiness in his heart with what? What did he try to put in that hole? He tried to put money in there, right? He's like, oh, if I get really rich, I'm going to be happy. And he put all these riches in there. And guess what? He wasn't happy. He had no friends. He wasn't happy at all. He was empty. I want you guys to hold up your donut for a second. Your donut has a hole. It might be a little messy right now. It has a hole. But there's a song about the donut man. He sings a song that life without Jesus is like a donut. I want you to listen to a little clip.
Mr. Donut Man, why are you called the Donut Man?
I guess I'd better sing it for you. Life without Jesus is like a donut, like a donut, like a donut. Life without Jesus is like a donut, 'cause there's a hole in the middle of your heart. If we don't love Jesus, our life is empty, just like the hole in a donut. That's why every chance I get, I fix them by filling the hole in a donut with a round pastry donut hole, like this. There! Why don't you try it sometime? And every time you fix the donut with that sweet donut hole, you'll be reminded that God wants to fill your heart with the sweet love of Jesus. Let's sing, everybody. Come on.
It might be okay for a while. Then the truth will wipe away your smile. There's something sad inside me I cannot control. But when I think about a donut hole, life without Jesus is like a donut. Like a donut, like a donut. Life without Jesus is like a donut, 'cause there's a hole in the middle of your heart.
But when Jesus fills your heart, he satisfies your soul.
Like a pastry nugget in a donut hole.
There, I feel better now.
Now you know why we had the donut man, because you got to fill that hole with Jesus, right? Kind of a silly song, but it makes me think. Every time you see a donut, you can remember there's a hole, an empty spot in every person's heart, and they need to fill it with Jesus. Guess what? The Bible tells us about several people that tried to fill that hole. I was thinking kind of about Pharaoh in the Bible. Pharaoh filled his heart. What did he fill his heart with? What did he try to be happy by doing with? Power. He wanted power, right? You think about the woman at the well. What did she want to fill her life with? Relationships, right? Not very good relationships. And Peter, he liked to go fishing a lot. I'm not saying fishing's a sin, Pastor Chris. Fishing's good. That's all good. But I'm telling you that people try to fill that empty spot with so many different things. But you know what? Jesus is the only one who can satisfy. Only Jesus. And Jesus did that for Zacchaeus. Once Jesus came into his heart, he was a different guy. He turned around. Instead of going this way, he decided to go this way. And remember, instead of trying to get the money from Mr. Sycamore, he decided to be happy that he got well, right? He was happy, and Jesus came to his house. Whenever I was a little girl, and by the way, big boys and girls, you guys can go ahead and eat your donut too if you would like. It's okay. We're in kids' church today. So go ahead, eat your donut. Don't just sit there and be like, oh, your stomach grumbling. Okay, we don't want that to happen. That's the fun of being in kids' church. When I was a little girl, I had two sets of grandparents, and the one set of grandparents was on my mom's side, and that set of grandparents had a candy dish about this size. I am not joking. Every time we would go to their house, there was a candy dish, and it didn't just have, like, just the icky kind of candy. We're talking fun size candy bars. Not just miniature, but we're talking fun size chocolate, good candy. It was always so much fun to go to Grandma and Grandpa Gates's house because they had this huge candy dish. And when you walked in the door, you didn't sit in front of the TV. I can rarely remember the TV ever being on, except my grandpa watched Wheel of Fortune after dinner. But other than that, I'm telling you, they sat around the table. When you go into their house, it was like sit around the table. Grandma always had coffee. I love my coffee. Who loves their coffee? All right, even the little kids love their coffee, I'm telling you. But you know what? You would go in their house, and they would want to feed you. Hang on. Hang on. We're not doing drinks right now. Just a second. Okay, so if you went to Grandma and Grandpa's house, it was so much fun because they would feed you. They would give you candy. They would give you coffee, all kinds of fun stuff. And it was always a great time to go to their house. But when they came to your house, my grandpa was a cowboy preacher. And I'm telling you, sometimes I think he had ADHD, even though they didn't know what that was back then. And Grandpa was always in a hurry. And he would be driving along the road, and he would come by to your house, and he would sit down for a couple seconds. Okay, he says, okay, we got to take off like a scared rabbit. Okay, we're going to be an hour late and a dollar short. We got to go, got to go, got to go. We got to get on the road. And he was always ready to roll, like, all the time. It's like, come on, Grandpa, just sit down. Just be at my house. So when they came to your house, it was a very special privilege because most of the time they were in a big old hurry, good old Grandpa Gates, and he didn't want to sit too long. So when Zacchaeus heard about Jesus coming, he was totally shocked when he heard that Jesus wanted to come to his house. You want to come to my house? And you know what? I read about it that he probably didn't just eat dinner with him. He might have even stayed the night at his house. It was a special, special privilege that Jesus came to his house. So Zacchaeus was so excited to have Jesus come in. And not only that, Jesus knew Zacchaeus' name. How did he do that? He went up to a tree where he's like Zacchaeus is in the tree. Nobody else knew that he was there. He's hidden behind the leaves, but Jesus stopped right in front of that tree. Can you imagine Zacchaeus' heart thumping when he heard his name? He probably almost fell out of the tree. Wait a minute, what's he doing? He knows my name. He could not believe it whenever Jesus knew his name. I want you guys to know that Jesus knows your name. He knows every detail about you. He cares about what you're going through. And he knows what's going to satisfy that hole in your heart. It's only him. Jesus is the only one that can satisfy. You can try filling it with riches, power, fame, popularity. You can have the latest and greatest car. You can have the greatest and latest fashion or toy or anything else. But nothing is going to satisfy like Jesus. He will fill that hole in your heart like nobody else. So I just want you to know that he cares about you. Jesus came to seek and to save those who are lost. So I want to ask you guys a question. Are there things that you have been trying to fill your heart with? Sometimes for boys and girls, it might even be sports. It could be something to where you're running here, running there, running here, running there, and all you're doing is trying to do all these activities. But does that make you happy? Only Jesus can satisfy. I'm not saying sports are bad, just like fishing's not bad, right? It's just Jesus has to be number one. Jesus has to be first. Nothing else can satisfy like Jesus. All of a sudden, your eyes are going to shift from the temporary world to the eternal. Life after this is forever. Everlasting life is waiting. And so Jesus wants everyone to know the reason he came is to seek and to save that who is lost, those who are lost. What do the lost look like? Sometimes, can you hold your nose with me? Sometimes they might smell a little different. Sometimes they might look a little different. When we do homeless ministry, last time we went, we actually did some haircuts. And did you know there were a few people that we did haircuts on? One lady could barely sit in her seat because she was so messed up on drugs. And I was the one who was cutting her hair, and I'm not a professional here. But I was trying to cut her hair, and she kept falling out of her seat. And I was like, I don't know how straight this is going to be. But it was so heartbreaking. I want to ask you this. When's the last time your heart broke for somebody who's lost? When's the last time that you took a look at the people down the street in Emlenton and you cried because you saw they need Jesus? Last night, as we were lining up for the parade, there were some women that came along and they were getting ready to line up. They were with the witches of Emlenton. Oh my goodness, it broke my heart. Guys, this is in Emlenton, our little bitty town. It cannot be. We need to pray. We are a light to our community. And it blessed my heart to see these boys and girls sharing the love of Jesus. But we need to be the light. We need to be watching, just like Jesus was seeking. He was looking for the lost people. He wasn't looking for the good people. They're fine. The good people don't need a physician. The people that are well don't need a physician. It's those who are sick, right? Jesus came to help the lost, the hurting, those that are all messed up, like Zacchaeus. He wanted his own way. He was mean. Nobody liked him. Jesus came for those who are lost. So my altar call today, we'll get into in a little bit, is, first of all, is there something you need to fill your heart with other than what you're doing right now? And secondly, what breaks your heart? Is there somebody that you need to be praying for and believing that God's going to help you to see the lost and hurting the way Jesus does? Because Jesus loves every single person. We had some pretty cool kids come by yesterday, our booth. We did the Nerf Wars. Miss Christine, she got like 800 bullets for Nerf Wars. How many of you guys have ever heard of a church giving out guns for a prize? Okay, we live in Western Pennsylvania, okay? It's all good. We gave out 3 Nerf guns, and I'm telling you, Miss Donna gave us this big, humongous tent to use from her brother, and we set up Nerf Wars inside the tent, and we talked about how that we're fighting a battle, not against flesh and blood. We had a lot of kids come by, and they had a blast. But guys, we are in a spiritual battle, and we were able to talk to some friends and neighbors that normally we wouldn't be able to talk to. So we appreciate your help in seeking and saving those who are lost.